Maybe another 3 pieces. Maybe another three. I don't know. That's the agreement. Maybe another agreement. Anyway. My neighbor. Aww. You know, I'm going to go visit to say thank you. You understand? Because that's what good neighbors are made of.
Absolutely.
So a neighbor stopped by to drop a plate of nice jollof rice, Niger jollof rice, not Senegalese or Ghana. You know, a nice plate of Niger jollof rice with 3 pieces of meat in it for me, you know, as part of my Salah gift. So finally, because I was, now today now be the deadline.
Like
I
if say, you don't get it today.
I say if I don't get any ram, you understand, today pass. Then
the end.
I'll review my relationship with
your Muslim
with
friends.
Your Muslim friends.
I had a Muslim friend who told me, don't worry, I'm bringing your ram tomorrow. Tomorrow I didn't see the person. I called.
Well, I got an invitation. I got an invitation this evening from my Muslim friend in Abuja. Mohammed say make a con chop ram, like his own ram.
In Abuja?
Yes. I tell Mohammed, say, return ticket to Abuja for this ram.
You will buy a ram.
I for just did this Lagos, buy this ram.
Exactly.
Eat on our behalf.
Anyways,
it's a good one. To all our Muslim friends, we wish you all the best. And we hope you enjoyed your Salah break. We did enjoy the break alongside them too.
Yeah,
you
know, it was a long weekend.
Yeah, we are fellowshipping with them in the spirit. So I'm sure it's those way kill ram. Manage spread them round. If you know reach me, you know me say people know kill ram.
Absolutely.
People kill ram. Yeah. Those way hire ram too when I don't try. At least they say first way we are say pass go church, don't promise God shoe. And I just say the shoe is on the way. You understand? You never reach. Hey! A cappella in the building. Yeah, if you are to be a man of God,
we are not here to play.
It's a
public holiday.
Yes,
and so I left my house 5-10 minutes ago.
Go, yes.
Why Lagos not feel
be like? Don't be like.
Let everybody take a break.
Yes,
take a break.
Take a break from work. Let's break up. My God. Okay, but we're back. Right. Without you.
Yeah, we are here. We are here.
Yes.
All right, we are going to hit news flakes first. I understand that too many Nigerians are watching the match.
Yeah.
We'll be also doing, you know, last match we did live transmission here.
Yes.
We are giving the people feedback from here. At some point, yes. Because that day, instead of stories that touch, I was giving them match that touch. Yes. You understand? So today we'll be giving them the match that touch.
My God, look at you. The Chris.
Who
blocked me?
You know, Fabrica is looking. No, like somebody was going to do Salah.
Fabrica is easy to you. When Fabrica changed on you, now you follow come. It's not this roadside on you. Ta! She went straight to the company. Think I had to play.
Fabrica did not kill Ram.
You know,
did not eat Ram. But the Ram something.
You have a ramified Salah.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
You had a ramified Michael.
Did you hear that from the mountain?
It came from, I don't know, but I heard it clearly on my left ear.
Yeah.
It was a ramified
time. But this is the first time I'm seeing you guys after a London show.
You know?
So
yeah, but that means in our absence,
you know, we
in our absence, you did a lot of...
That any, I need to use that. You cannot use that for London.
It will expire very soon.
No, I don't use that for London. Now. So I go use that here. No, see, you can't fly me all the way from here. I go bring in it, waste up. No, now.
You have to use it now.
I have conscience now. People should have conscience. In it.
Mr. Man, we're going to act like we don't know that you're here.
See your word.
Exactly.
Beautiful.
Yes, we have some observers and guests.
I hope
it's
not from NBC.
No. Yes.
You're
but for now, we'll act like we don't know that.
NBC would observe that too.
We'll act like that. Come, Joseph Faulkner, please. It's not your time belt. It's not your.
You know that he has seen the observers, and for Joseph Faulkner, that is a good attraction. You know,
Faulkner, it's not your time belt.
Are you sure that's what you came to check, or you came to look at the observers?
All right, guys, let us take news flicks. And see how much we can speed up before we join them. Nigeria versus Cameroon in Yaoundé.
Okay.
All right. In the news today, resident doctors proceed on indefinite strike, reject federal government. The wolf is in the building.
The wolf is in the building.
Daddy-o! Daddy-o! Daddy-o!
Yes, in the building.
Daddy-o!
studio is very rich today.
Yes, this studio is looking like a studio.
I'm telling you.
I don't know why MD can't make this studio permanent like
this.
MD creates a conducive environment for the workers.
This studio doesn't like we have Puff Daddy in the record.
Yeah, exactly.
No, no, Fabrica, don't worry. I'm all right.
For the first time, we are outnumbered.
Yeah, so
for the first time, we are outnumbered.
We have been outnumbered.
We are not complaining.
We complain. We don't know why we're here. Okay, let's go.
All right.
How many goals would I score?
All right. In the news, the match just started.
Okay.
There's a goal mount scramble, and Nigeria is trying to, you know, start the attack.
Isn't this our make or break after this?
It's not our make or break. We are doing well.
We're in there.
But if we add this one to it, that means we are good
at it.
No, we have actually finished with the break. This is the make.
And is this the first time we're playing qualifier without calculator?
Without calculator.
You know, true.
We're very okay.
Then we get two goals.
Super Eagles. They teach us mass pass school. See, Nigeria, they calculate. Once those people score one, draw two. We score one, two. Draw the other one.
We hope people lose.
Yes,
true.
Then at least if we win our next match with our three goals,
yeah.
You understand?
Then hope say Algeria will come
lose with which.
Nigeria are a comedian. Nigeria itself is a comedian.
Possibly Gabon can win with six.
Oh my God.
That makes us 12 points.
Oh God. All right, let me go back to the news, guys. Resident doctors proceed on indefinite strike, reject FG's offer.
Hi.
Yeah, the doctors under the umbrella of National Association of Resident Doctors, NARD, who had last week met with the Minister of Labour and Employment, Senator Chris Ngige, and the Minister of Health, Professor Isaac Adewole, where government made some offers to them, said they rejected the offers. So resident doctors are planning to go on strike.
They don't go.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They had this meeting and the federal government offered, they say, you know, rich.
You see the salary they offered them.
I know there's no problem with the next committee vice president.
I realize, under this regime, they're not going to follow strike procedure again. No. Because no warning strike.
No, the president don't do warning.
No, they had a warning strike in January.
No, they don't.
I'm sorry on their behalf. All the protocol have been observed.
This offer, you know, rich.
Finally, now they don't strike.
They don't go the main one.
You see what we're talking about. They go allow them strike now because if they don't reach, if you go abroad, go three times.
Yes.
So even if this was no day work, no problem. They get ready, they go.
No, but you know the funny thing, eh? Don't be like say hospital don't shut down. No.
Mm.
You get some other doctors where they work.
Which ones? Where they do abortion?
No, the consultants.
Consultants.
Then the
these are not resident doctors.
Resident doctors.
Student doctors go there.
Student doctors.
Those ones where they complain for your joke. Yeah. Where they use people do experiment.
So if you carry any major problem, in hospital now.
A student doctor go call my body lens.
Somebody see this and say resident doctors. Let them go on strike now. The resident doctors go on strike. Let the visiting doctors work. I said, what do you mean? He said, nobody wants to leave the hospital with resident doctors.
Can you imagine? It's sad, but anyway.
So don't go strike. Resident doctors don't go. Who is next on the line? Police.
Plus other ones we don't date their strike. Where we don't forget.
They don't make me verse. Yeah. We should be police. Police day before. Police are they not naturally on strike? Who told me Fabrica the fair person?
okay,
where you the call? How many police you see?
Police will not go Salah.
Police will not go Salah. Call any case now. The choice say one break.
No, they are not on break. They no get fuel. No,
yeah. True, yeah, that's
the
case.
Now, fuel, I break there.
Okay, appointment in NNPC. Ohaneze, Afenifere, Pandef, senators, others, kick. Allegations of ethnic and religious bias in appointment into top management positions in the nation's cash cow, Nigerian National Petroleum Corporation, NNPC. Yesterday drew the ire of Ohaneze Ndibo, Yoruba social political group Afenifere, the Pan Niger Delta Forum PANDEF, and other opinion molders in the south, who described it as a threat to national unity. While Afenifere and Ohaneze urged the president to immediately review the appointments, other groups, political stalwarts from the south, including former Senate Chief Whip Senator Rolando, we termed the appointments as provocative. They don't share appointment again. Share them according to as they take where the important. Say,
you know,
It was actually a reshuffle. So it wasn't like they hired people again. It was just a moving up the ranks of the people
so
in
people
there.
So people didn't promote.
So the promotion.
So that means
we were
in the first line of promotion to Bimbi. Apparently. So the Hanese and Pandev people were not even.
They were not even anywhere.
That means
they have
not behaving well in the company.
That's what they're telling us.
It was a rank. Yes. You don't mean it.
No problem. Because see, you know why? If to say this thing now, you bring this issue up when at this stage, I'd have expressed myself fully.
Yeah.
But now, you know, say this hate speech, they don't tell us the criteria.
Tell you where they tell
because now, look, you know, say now one of the things why the people can't ask the government questions. Yeah. The people don't even know the government policies on many issues.
Yes.
On many issues.
On many issues. People don't know the policies. They're vague. It be like trap.
Yes.
It be like trap where they set.
Yes.
I can tell you now that even those Pandev and Fanny Federal, they don't know say now just promotion.
They don't know.
Then go 50 say now the APC members where they call to come work for.
But it's in the papers, actually.
People don't know the policies
on, chop money they have
on
since.
A lot of
they
issues.
Just chop the next level
so you
of
can't
chopping.
Ask questions because you don't know as it's supposed to be
now
before.
The way somebody they talk, say now, you know Nigerians are very funny. Because of this 4-0, we will win now. Say, may they come begin to do federal character for Super Eagles. three Yoruba, three Igbo, one.
Well, now wait till they kill us. Oh my goodness.
You know, but no wala. No wala. This matter.
Let them be chopping. Because the truth of the matter is, on the other hand, when you look at all these people, they say, hey, we want why Igbo man no day, why Ikwere man no day. The ones who we don't get.
Yeah.
Waiting they don't do for us.
Exactly.
Medugri, Bruno way they see so. That man who they call Alajin Dimi. With the armband, his money is long. We don't just say money long. He's mad.
When I'm talking dollar misses, I'm talking of Don Jazzy.
Shut up.
What's wrong with you? Get away, you there.
You mainland.
You and Don Jazzy. Why didn't he come to mainland when we were asking not to come? He knows who's there.
Really? Really? I can't be.
Don Jazzy.
Professor at University of America.
I'm not even confessing that John Dazzy. Who's John Dazzy? I say.
Yeah, it's here in state day. See ya in village day. So when you look at him, it's just all this that you're bragging right. Because as Super Eagles now win 4-0, they don't dash them money, they don't give us anything. We're just they happy. The beer we will buy.
But you see what Mr. Victor Moses they wreck for here.
No, that boy, eh?
The guy
I need to find out something.
Now full problem. Acapella dash Moses.
He has
money.
Done this nation proud.
Acapella give Victor Moses.
I give him 7 million billion.
7 million billion.
You can't do this, I will let him go later.
Yes,
done us. Oh my Snapchat, God. Plenty guests will snap for your room.
Oh yeah, see.
I'm a boy. Linda KG.
Somebody cannot just
Insta blogger.
The world.
I know why, because this one is even purple. Because this time you must always on Insta blog. He's having that attribute now. I'm a boo.
Okay. Alright, guys, let me continue with the news.
Okay.
Yes,
we shouldn't spend resources debating division, Buhari. President Muhammad Buhari Sunday said that the country should not spend her resources and energy debating disintegration. The president also said that the noises in some quarters about the division of the country was part of the rebirth going on, adding that God had designed that the country would be together.
Who said that?
The president.
Don't be Jibril of Sudan.
No, he said, make on no waste time discussing this disintegration.
Okay.
That's make it just the so way they talk and they make noise.
Energy in discussing division. So let's just divide the resources straight without debating it.
But well, you know the funny thing,
yeah.
It's easy for Mr. President to say, let's not waste our resources discussing this division. Because he know their answers. He know as this thing be.
No, see you are making it. I was waiting for you to land. You didn't say anything that you are not out of place.
Yes, you know their answers. You understand? You know, say, when person know the, and maybe nobody update and well, they feel they fear them to tell and say, as you know, this thing nearly scatter this place. So. Because if in there around, you know, go they talk.
But we don't know if now, even you know, you're waiting Nam the Kanu talk to this.
He said, Nam the Kanu for one video.
Jibril of Sudan.
Nine come back.
Say, no people are come back.
Say, now one man
record Jibril.
Are you serious?
Are you serious? Oh my God.
That one for now.
Nam the Kanu
name
that
Jibril for Sudan.
That now according to life. That Nam the Kanu, that could you where they put at the mess up. Where you ever left there, where you go lock place.
Say,
which prison is what I ever left?
Where they not do plastic surgery.
Guys, I'll share something with you guys.
Now that you mentioned it,
see you. This is Nnamdi Kanu.
Do you know that I had drinks at the psychiatric hospital? There's actually a lounge there in Yaba that you go to, that you like hang out and you have drinks.
Now then, Nnamdi, you go there.
You follow Nnamdi Kanu.
No, I was surprised as well. I was surprised that you can have drinks.
That guy where carry go there, not the picking college.
Something something's done.
One day you go go there.
No, actually, that like there's a lounge. People come. They have drinks. They eat. It's like really nice fish and chips.
One day, consultant go go there.
No,
you
don't.
As a chain, you go say no. I'm not mad. You go say that's a phonetic one.
I see you. You know say.
No, but hold on. No, wait till now. Make we not go miss something.
Now I want to talk.
Somebody took Fabreke on a date.
No, it was not a date. It was not a date.
And a normal person.
Leave me, Kenja. Soon, Larry.
No, everywhere. Normal person take it to Christmas. No, 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 I don't
want to. To zone.
I don't want to say anything about that.
It was not a
no,
date.
No, no, Fabreke, don't worry, you're okay. It's the person that took you there.
It was just a hangout with friends.
You went to hang out on the left hand side. Ah, no problem.
Pass the hangout on
the left hand side. Let my pastors go there.
See you. You know, there's some things where they are for this country. You get where they go complain, give president. President no go shout, Your president no day. Oh, now the same Nigeria.
Now this Prince William. Now who
came? Hey, you not raise the matter.
Who gave this Prince William water to chop?
You not say Prince William.
No, no, no. Get one born third child.
Prince William. Prince William don't put gate in the family way again.
Third time in 3 years.
You know, it's not in 3 years.
Fabreken, are you wearing the whole torch? Who should I decapitate?
When I had the news of Kate's pregnancy, I was overjoyed. You understand?
Because
no, I like that this monarch they wipe thoroughly. William is not resting.
He's
not here
for play.
He's not here to
joke.
You understand? He doesn't want to make the mistake where his papa make. You understand? Because if Papa no cable down,
exactly.
I make their mother won't begin try follow that Arab
that
guy.
Side, yeah.
That Arab guy that time. Where so paparazzi come they chase him. What
he need to put
so you know what he has say is as a result of his slackness now. Nah, nine gates come begin what I guess. I make as the woman they breastfeed in the wire they go.
I met top up.
So let me top up on our full reinforcement. They go steady. And you know the way they do the way they announce pregnant. But like this is that your doctor, they just do strip test. They don't come CNN. If not Nigeria here, we're going to hide the pregnancy.
But it's an important
thing. So don't tell them.
Yeah, they're important.
No, say Nigeria and this will not be the same. But you both wish they busy, they invent things.
They find we go remove belly.
So, our wish they very jobless. I know this joblessness is everywhere for Nigeria, it was spiritual. Because they were busy doing other things. I know they found where the belly they'll come out. Belly should be the, it should not even be the agenda.
When there are too many things to solve.
Too many things to work on. No problem.
And I don't even announce the belly self. Let's see, that guy they always come out for the palace. The Queen and the Duchess of Cambridge is pregnant.
Yeah, you know, but you know the
when
funny.
When they give the beginning name, he go come out. He shall be named William. Why didn't they announce the beginning of the process?
But you know, all this.
What do you want the announcement?
Say the Duke and Duchess have off light. Fourth child in the process.
That's the kind of information you want.
No, don't go like this, Katie. Not to say. You know, consign us.
Feel like who?
See you.
They don't give us red
cards. In case you are listening, I came a room match with the Togo. It's part of the whole process.
Why the NBC can't give
because
us red
some people,
card?
Because some people, they now, they want to know what it happen. If you want to know what it happen, Nigeria play Cameroon. Nigeria wear white. Cameroon wear green.
And yellow.
Time now is 20 minutes.
We red nika.
We'll talk, we're going to mix them for them from time to time.
Scores
so.
Zero. Nigeria gets zero. Cameroon gets zero. No, ask me stupid questions. So we'll get zero. Two of them get 0-0.
Somebody match end 1-1. Say, hey, didn't draw.
You know, one thing about all these royal announcements, the Duchess don't get belay. It's an indirect way of telling us, hey, this people, they're the wife.
I'm talking about royal women. I read somewhere this morning where one chief for Ife, there's any man that followed the S-queen of, we have problem.
Eh? Yeah, no. But until they have to do a cleansing.
Until she's gone for cleansing.
Yes.
Spiritual cleansing.
So me, I can't comment. But madam, do fast with this, your cleansing. No.
Before people.
Guys, you get people who won't stay in you.
Yeah, yeah. You got some people who say, don't worry, I'm a natural cleanser. As you see me like this, I'm a moving Tennessee. Tennessee is still the market.
I don't
know.
See, you know, so like, oh, tell him he can't down for comment. This guy will be stripper. He knows too much.
Stripper, how are you? I beg a cappella.
Dandy stripper.
Before they go hashtag dandy stripper.
Exactly. Yeah, they should do it actually. Yeah, that would be nice.
A cappella.
Dandy stripper. See you.
Don't go hashtag dandy stripper now.
You hashtag dandy stripper.
Yes.
No, we're not going to do
that. We're not going to do that.
Oh, no. I said my pastor, they receive this program.
No, see you.
Till I go reach church now, I want to announce myself, please. And those of you who need to travel, make sure you meet Brother Stripper. Sorry, Dan.
No, see, you don't have to admit it.
No, don't make nobody hashtag Dan the Stripper.
No,
we are not doing that now.
We don't need that now.
We did holiday.
We just came back.
But that's not fair. The other time you hashtag.
Hey, my friend, don't get some hashtag again.
I think what's good for the good is good for the gander.
No, I'm asking for Fabreka now.
Fabreka, you will twerk.
Let's listen to the women
I'm
now.
Just saying that what's good for the goose is good for the gander.
What is good for ganja, Abi? Okay, no problem.
So who they like getting foul here now? Okay. Guys, still in the news.
Yes.
Still in the news. How Catholic priest was kidnapped, murdered in Imo.
Wow.
Papa Bufia has gripped Imo indigenes following the increasing level of criminality in the state. Latest victim is a Catholic priest, Reverend Father Siriakus Onunkwo, who was September 1, 2017, abducted and killed in cold blood. Investigations reveal that in the evening of the same day, about 7 p.m., the newly ordained younger brother of Reverend Father Jude Udoku was somewhere close to Mbaraoboro with his friend when some gunmen suspected to be kidnappers attacked them. Although the priest escaped by the whiskers, it was, however, gathered that his car was riddled with bullets.
Oh, wow.
Reports also reveal that the same group struck shortly after Nkweto. It was at this point newsmen gathered that Father Onunkwo was kidnapped.
Wow.
This is terrible.
It is terrible.
When society has
degenerated
to the level where men of God have become targets.
They need to fear God again. They need
criminals
fear
and miscreants. It's a shame. It's a sad commentary on how much decay
it's
a shame. We know they fear churches. The other time they went to a church to
inside
keep
service.
Yeah.
You know, there are no sacred places in Nigeria.
No sacred
again.
Places anymore. You know,
this country has been so desecrated now that, you know, imagine rats even went to the office of the president and they were just feeling free.
No respect for anything. No respect for offices.
No.
Rodents. No, see, it's rodents. It's rodents, yeah. No.
On a presidential level, it's rodents.
No, it's rodents, please. Let's
see. Let's not
mislead the audience.
Yes. Oh, my God.
It's rodents, please. When it's in this area, it's rats.
Yeah.
When it goes, like, see, you say, well, you both call here, there'll be expats.
Yeah. Yes.
But when we go, there'll be immigrants. See, please, it's according to location.
Yes.
Point of correction is rodents.
Rodents, okay.
And you know, the funny thing was that the wife of the president was focusing on the hyenas.
Hyenas and the jackal.
Don't even pursue the husband. And this life never underestimate the little things.
I'm telling you. You know, Bible said, don't despise the days of little thing. But this one, don't despise the pets of little structure.
Oh, my God.
This is overlook at the things that can mess somebody up.
I'm telling you.
Okay. Udofia pumps Eagles. Udofia pumps Eagles spirit with $20,000 for each goal in second leg cracker against Cameroon.
The African king.
Aka Udofia has offered Super Eagles $20,000 for each goal scored in Monday's 2018 World Cup second leg qualifying.
That's a good incentive.
Yes. The cracker against Cameroon, which is the match that is ongoing now. In a statement from the Nigerian Football Federation, NFF, the young businessman from Akwa Ibom made the promise as he briefly greeted players and officials inside the chartered Arik Bombardier CRJ-1000 aircraft just before takeoff at the Ibom International Airport on Sunday afternoon.
No, but this is an amazing development. You know, when they played the first leg, I solicited for the Eagles because the Akwaibom State governor been promised them $10,000 each goal, and they had $40,000.
Now so I cannot make 80.
Now I can attest that money and threats.
Oh, this is the distinguished then, senator in the building. There is a full house. It's a full house on a Salah Monday, ladies and gentlemen. It's a full house.
No, see you. My chef, there's somebody, please. Look, let me tell you. You know you don't do things around the constitution.
Yes.
Before you say anything, you verify.
Yes.
There's somebody here who had a ramified salary. No, no, no. You ask everybody. You can't just come and say that.
Who is the person?
You need to go around. Somebody here. Yes.
Agape, you know, because God speaks to you directly. So what did God tell you? Did he give you a name for the person?
Okay, I like what you just said. It means that you respect God. I heard it clearly on my left ear. Running mouth or esophagus. That's somebody. Look at me, tell something. Are you spiritually inclined?
Yeah.
If you are spiritually inclined, look at me. Look at me very well. Yeah. From my left hand, my God. Oh God. If I be a man of God, anytime I'm telling you, I'll take it. There's somebody on the left. Yeah. I don't know what's your name. I see Fab. I see Fabreke. You had a ramified salary.
Serious.
Lego break.
What is the prophetic evidence?
Fabreke. Yeah. You had a fabulous ramified salary.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. At the psychiatric.
Yes.
At the what?
Psychiatric.
Hello, psychiatric.
My God.
Somebody took Fabric on a date to the psychiatric hospital.
It was not a date. It was not a date.
It was an outing.
We're just hanging out with friends.
He was hanging on you.
With different.
I don't understand.
On the left hand side of Yama.
Oh my God. It was just friends hanging out. And they said, oh, there's a place you can go have really nice Yama food. Left. And then we found out
it
was.
On a Christmas,
I went out of curiosity, actually.
See, Joseph. See, look, see you. Huh? See Joseph Faulkner. I don't know why. Faith.
Igalo is doing a good job.
Fabreke, yes. Can I?
Igalo is doing a good job.
You are going for your hangout at Yabale.
I'm not going again. It was just curiosity that took me there. Curiosity took me there the first time. I don't intend to go again. Curiosity. I just wanted to see what it was like.
Curiosity to Joseph Faulkner. Let him go to that zone where you used to hang out.
I used to hang out there.
This Joseph Faulkner, July 11, 2017. Yeah. You go, Chris.
Not fix it.
See you. I don't know whether Joseph Faulkner, they remind you of some of those... some of those Yoruba men when they drive a gala, those days. Volkswagen.
All right, so let's go to we are done with the news. Fabric,
oh,
you want to give us some
Fabric,
oh, yeah, before we take
give us some tweets before we take African proverbs.
Okay, and
I will slap your head.
Yeah, I was saying it.
Why did you not before?
Okay.
I can't to let us know. Is there any hashtag that is?
No.
Giving us some
kiss. See you. I've told them. You know why I like these people? Once CEO says a thing, they listen to him.
Ladies and gentlemen, Nigeria's comes.
Simon, was it Simon?
Nigeria's comes.
Simon is enough to
Nigeria's comes. Nigeria scores a goal, ladies and gentlemen. I have it. That is how we do. 1-0 to Nigeria. Igalo doing a wonderful job. Defender tries to intercept. Moses. Victor Moses brings it back in. And finally, it helps.
That Moses is enough to lead the Super Eagles to the World Cup. And when they are two, you already know the story.
This is what happens when you have $120,000
separate
from your bonus.
$20,000 to the Super Eagles.
Simon has made it 1 for the Eagles, 0 to the Cameroonians. Yeah. It's looking very bright on a beautiful Monday that is a public holiday.
Officially, we are in Russia.
Yes.
Whether they like it or not. Let's just
The match is too early. This is 30 minutes
into
the game. There are still 15 minutes remaining in the first half and the full second half to play. Anything can happen, but we have started on a good note.
Yeah, CEO, we still have 4 goals there. They need to catch up with before.
No, but the thing is that it's a total. No, it's not.
They don't get anything to catch up with. There are 2 points on the table. They have lost hope.
No, the point is that we have other people that we need to contend with. There are still Zambia looming large. They are in second position now with 4 points.
You know, although they are coming to Nigeria, we'll beat them in Zambia.
Beat them in Uyo.
So they are coming to Uyo to meet us. Mm. So it's looking bright, but we don't want to take anything for granted.
Of course.
Anybody we meet now, we want to finish them. Up.
But, you understand? But the good thing is, we are meeting them in Uyo.
Yes.
Which is God's will.
Exactly. Yes,
yes. Yeah. And I can't imagine having us in our room on Snapchat.
All right, you guys are carrying
on. Okay, let me just quickly say this. Okay.
Yeah.
From Joseph Ejike says, I have learned on this show that we need to think about the small things and not underestimate them.
Another corner kick to Nigeria. Sorry, another corner kick coming to Nigeria. Fabric. Sorry. Fabric. It's another corner kick to Nigeria. It's Victor, it's Igalo Jude wrecking the Cameroonian defense. Anytime he comes forward, he pulls out something fantastic.
Mm.
So it's a corner kick coming to Nigeria.
Brother, anytime he comes forward, he pulls out something fantastic.
Whatever he pulls out is just to enable Nigeria to penetrate this Cameroonian defense.
Exactly. Okay, it's fast.
Daniel, turning. Go your field.
All right, Fabrique.
Are you sure I won't be interrupted by the score?
No. Unless they score. Unless they score.
Okay.
Unless they score. Yeah. Let them keep scoring. Why are you
real? They won! If I say that goal ahead, and Amigo give them $20,000. Since I'm here to play.
October, no flower.
Oh my God.
No, okay. Acapella is sorted though.
Who sorted them?
If I slap
no carry rubbish news.
You are sorted.
This is why NBC is banning some things.
Oh, no, watch this. Watch this move. Watch this move. Watch this move. Watch this move. Watch this move! Go!
Wow!
The compensation for that move should have been a goal.
Hey, that's a goal.
He was too high.
No, for that move, we'll give him $2,000.
Even to walk around those defenders and be able to unleash that shot. Look at it. Look at it. Didn't that goalkeeper touch that thing?
No, no touch.
Sorry to interrupt you.
Remember people they say Cameroon bride petition saying that two nations play this match, Nigeria and Biafra. Yeah. I know it's funny, they say what did they watch? They show that match on Friday.
Oh,
one guy, nobody always do Biafra, get flag for house, get Nam the Kanu picture. Night light off. In general, neighbor Jen, they on.
Nice.
He said, neighbor, open door for me now. He said, why now? The guy said, we dey play match, we dey play match. I still say, be Biafra. Which one be we dey play match? So, Fabrica, they read
Fabrica,
the
tweet.
Fabrica, don't they watch the match like this? They have a left lounge.
Come on!
That was read anything.
It was just the experience.
Read anything.
Pass on it off.
You went to experience, that's not CBS. No worry, read anything.
Went to CBS.
Okay, just an educator. So, Moses Simon has made $20,000 for Nigeria and CFA $1,000
for Nigeria for Super Eagles.
For the Super Eagles.
We're going to send a foreign reserve.
And then Okonkwoza was asked, please, what the sports artist doing in the office? Isn't he aware of the $20,000 at stake? Or is he okay with only $10,000?
Sports artist.
Who said that?
Come quiet, Samuel.
We'll have to take your details for further persecution.
No, for hate speech. It's for hate speech.
Although, well, you have crossed the blue line, you remain the red one.
Oh, and then Kelly Kell says, "Oga, okay, on our governor trial, I see on a taxi."
The motor them fine.
Okay.
Yeah. Head as the cost. The poor libation. You know, Russia's got to do like Hila. They tell the keke drivers, I told you I would transform you from three-legged to four-legged.
Okay.
Because they feel like Umar Opai.
Leg-a-break-legged.
Okay, and then Hazel David says, hashtag damn the stripper, how are you?
No, see you say you should not now. But if you see damn the stripper.
Oh my God.
But if you see Shabo, see you said it should not happen. No.
Okay. Okay, there's a different level.
Let me announce you, Fabrique.
Yes.
This is a public holiday. And anything that has come to stay within this period is a public. So damn the stripper. We have to create a monument for this particular.
Oh, somebody actually made it a bit nicer. I said, Dan the club dancer, how are you? So.
No, that's good.
Okay. That's yeah. Jude also said, hashtag Dan the stripper. Nice show, guys. And.
this?
Just a vegetable seed group. Willie No say he need to fire down full throttle to keep Kate occupied.
And meanwhile,
Willie Now Robo Guy. How do you know? Table or nine name.
He's a table or nine.
Okay, for him, I said, nah, Prince Willie should pass Victor Moses.
Now, William says, I'm going to sing.
He said, now, Uncle Willie, I'm going to sing.
Now, Willie is supposed to sing that song for the road knock past Capenta where they don't knock before.
Oh my God.
At
a lawyer, he says to be candid in Amdi Kano is high on an adulterated weed. And then Neka, Joseph Ejike said, see your lounge day, Yaba left. Mikono, I agree with Akapo that Fabregas should stop picking the call of the guy we carry. No guy took me there. It was just a hangout.
So now, Fabregas.
So now I'm carry you.
No, see, here's the thing. Mental illness doesn't necessarily mean you're crazy.
Okay. Yeah. So yeah. Who is the mental aid people?
No, people.
Who are you? Your friends.
Get up from there.
You have crazy friends.
Yeah, no. We just went out of curiosity, right? We just went to see it.
Control your ball.
See you. You there, radio?
You know what? See you. Never try to imagine as a day like this. This is where they score now. No, candidly. Somebody need to video now the can where it did now. I wonder what I happy say Nigeria score. Oh, happy say Nigeria France.
Where was the Simon from?
I don't know.
You say the goal you saw has been totally made up. From Sudan.
That's not Moses Simon. That's Abdul Kadir from Libya.
When I watched that video, it's just how they say Fab in the Goyaba left. Nothing will make me no suggest now because
I said no, that's the way Fab
they go. See, the way I keep me passing now, the people were Sudan there.
Yeah. When they say yes.
When they say, hey now, oh yeah, I know I want to make it up. Come on, guys. Now, wow. Robot.
Okay, so do we want to take calls or should
all
I continue?
Robots.
Continue.
All robot.
Guys, let Fabricate take the...
Okay. Right, just a few more. Okay, Okafo Ema says, a lounge for a Yaba left. Fabricate break leg. Okay. And then naked Joseph Ejike says, only for Naija Naim, then go do appointments. You go hear ethnic, religious, nepotic sentiment. Another one now provocative.
Yeah.
And then Okafo Ema says, Dollar remix break legger. We don't miss you, girl. Hope Ore host you well for Obodo Mama Charlie.
I need to say one or two things.
Please, you need to say one. Yes,
because now when they are talking about Dollar remix, makes me remember of Liverpool.
No. See you.
Senator, this senator is a troublemaker.
See, this is the way you talk. You know, in the defense industry, when the intelligence officer has gone to Canada assignment, when you're coming to meet the NSC, they'll say, I'd like to be read in.
Yes.
On this issue. So please, can I be read in on this Liverpool?
Let the person who knows about Liverpool.
See you. We have watched several games where we see a key player missing in action for over 90 minutes.
Yes.
We were in London for more than a week. I didn't see a player.
Yes. One player was.
We were looking for him.
Yes.
If I'm lying, somebody should correct me.
No. You're correct.
We went everywhere to look for a player.
Yes.
It was even on the match day.
Yes.
We didn't see him until it was time for him to take his own penalty.
Yes.
And I said, what could have made a player go scarce like this?
Yes.
In UK, that has high intelligence.
Yes.
You couldn't find a player. Please, you tell us where he was.
Before we go to Liverpool. Well, see, let us see. I know that you know everything that took place. You see, when a player decides to go on loan, not because the team said he should be loaned out, he decides to go on loan to Liverpool, then there's a problem.
If you are in a club that has gone trophyless and you are looking like nothing is going to come out of this club, see you. Is it not better to be on bench where you win trophies than to go and where you are playing 90 minutes?
I'm
nothing
in my mind. So where you go relegation?
I decided to go alone to win a trophy.
Yeah. Whoa. And,
trophy, how are you?
And he won. And he actually won a trophy.
Because it is a nice thing.
Then now understand what happened.
Nice thing. I actually made a move because you can't be somewhere nothing is happening. No trophies. You are doing your best and no trophies.
So at least you went for FA Cup.
And then I won something. Look at that. That's the essence of making a move. You move to win something. Michael.
Things happened in London that I cannot, in fact, one program is not enough to do a recap of London. Because one of the key players came to my room to say that he has a message to... A message he got from Matos Cephalus
to deliver
in Liverpool. But he has heard that Liverpool is 3 hours journey.
By train.
3 hours journey. And that he's thinking that it may not be. I said, okay, you know what? Why don't you deliver your message via other means and stay so that you can rest? He went into the room. He got a contrary message on his right ear now. Not his left ear. Not the traditional ear. He got another message on his right ear. He came back to me. He said, on your mark, I will go to Liverpool.
That was the same thing Neymar said to Messi. Yeah. I had to go to PSG.
He said, I will go to that Liverpool. And God willing, I will come back late. But behold, he went to Nineveh via Liverpool and never came back.
I entered the belly of the fish.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Should we go to the phone?
But now? That will not take away the fact that another clip player was actually missing all throughout.
For 1 week?
Yeah, yes.
No, it was an injury. He had an hamstring.
He went from here without injury.
But now within the injury.
Yes, during training, during practice session.
Groin injury.
During practice session, he developed a muscle strain that sidelined him
from our show.
All these players, you can't trust any
player. You can't trust them. Especially when they're on the EPL table.
All right, Fabrice, you can make progress. Can you take a few calls? Let us carry people along.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so of course, to join the conversation, 0809-191.
You know, we've not taken
3913. Well, let me just quickly get the phone lines. And 0809-222-0913 and 0809-234-5913. So we move on to the proverbs. Now,
yes,
then we'll open the phone line after the proverbs.
Yes,
after the proverbs, we'll open
again.
Maybe the phone lines.
On African proverbs today, a clever person solves a problem, but a wise person avoids it.
Children for toast by moonlight.
Yes.
This is something that came direct from Mother Sophagos.
Yes,
my God.
Now, the quickest way, another African proverb, the quickest way to failure is to please everyone.
True.
Yes.
The quickest way to do what?
To failure.
To failure.
Is to please everyone.
So that means make women dance for orgasm and green.
I told you not to use that word.
So you're not satisfying me. It's called the big... not a failure.
Yeah.
I can't satisfy
Dan,
you.
Dan,
you
know, Dan,
I
like... it's called the big O.
Dan, a cappella. That's that money.
Dan. See, you know, if you send me message, man, no go.
That's that money.
That's you 4 million billion.
Yeah.
I think I've done us
so
proud.
No, yes.
That's a satisfaction Dan, again.
I'm not part of what you're saying, but on behalf of the men, we thank you.
How does this even tie into
every
that?
Every man of this generation.
How does this even tie in? How does it even tie into the government?
Please, everyone now.
Fabric, why you say it's everybody linked to
the only failures, please, everyone. So, Fabric,
no,
when you go to your Yaba left,
I'm not saying Dan is right, too. But I'm just saying, on behalf of the men of this generation,
we thank you.
Okay, Fabric, I'm sure this African proverb will suit you. You know, calm your frayed nerves. When you educate a man, you educate an individual. But when you educate a woman, you educate a generation.
Very true.
Look at that.
And we have been educating women since I was born. Women this, women that. Until today, see where we are.
That is how we have made progress like this. Men have always been educated.
Who educate them?
Always.
Africa, in Africa, men get the least education than women.
That is not true. No, where did you get your statistics?
They are paying attention on the woman. If you talk at the boy, they'll say, leave her on a man.
Where did you get your statistics?
You build so much, this thing around the woman. You forget, say, if you not train the boy to the society, you not go save for the woman.
This is how you do it for your husband when you marry.
Men get which more education than the
school,
yes, academic education. That's what he's talking about. That's what you're talking about.
No, be literal. Who is this?
I'm being literal.
Education
here.
A process of learning. Whether I inside classroom or not.
But men get more attention where education is concerned.
Say that those things where you know call education, whether I know they help the game, where did they tell the thing?
Everything is helpful, but I'm just saying that education wise.
This argument of Faraday, but I think no child they get to have the attention which
we will that's
have
not this argument true.
At the lounge in Yaba left.
Yes. But we'll be on the right side.
Dan, why are you making why are you doing this?
When we go to hang
out. We'll be on the right side. Yes. From the
where
left.
Where we hang in the out
Fabric
of lounge Yaba left.
It was just a hangout.
Yes.
No, Fabric, you're very sincere. I don't need
I hope nobody hang clout for the Yaba there.
Oh my god.
Okay.
All right.
All right, this super evil that they pray once more. This is even a devil that they serve.
My brother, everybody go follow the God when you know. Yeah. All right. Still on African proverbs. Kindness is a language which the blind can see and the deaf can hear.
True.
Yeah. Still African proverbs. If you don't like something, change it. If you can't change it, change your attitude.
Don't whine.
Because as you talk that, if you at say one say, if you don't get money, I
when I leave small doctor in those small itself.
But that small doctor, small doctor with big nose.
Oh my
a very
god.
Big hospital. Like
oh
that.
My god.
You
don't
have
to stay Photoshop
like that.
It's not fair.
Sometimes saying that he's just a pharmacist.
The guy now just play penalty and threw in by himself.
He's suing the people, by the way. Do you know that?
Is that?
He's suing them.
Which people?
Because he said his account was hacked, so he's going to sue.
So anyway, which people?
We have a constitution where hacking and crime.
Let me say, Chichi Kukumba. Wait till me after that one.
Chichi, Chidimma Kukumba.
Chidimma Kukumba. Let me say Chidimma Sede.
Gonde. Can't affect our vegetable salad. We don't fit chop and confidently again.
If you go buy cucumber now, you go first smell them.
That's gross.
Are you being grocery?
Since the beginning, they use cucumber for other things. My brother, go smell the one where you buy your. They make on this show, Broco, you know it's not there. No, you guys are being naughty now.
Yeah.
All right. Finally, on African Proverbs today, a wise man never knows all. Only a fool knows everything.
Only a fool knows everything. It's okay. Yeah. I know one fool, but I don't call your name. I know one fool.
You know, everybody is where you know where they keep quiet. even when this MMM said they'll come back.
Oh God. You know, why are some people God. Like this? Why are some people?
Can we not have like NBC? Can't we have some restrictions on this program? What people cannot talk about?
You gonna come and draw some lines?
Yes. Yeah, see you. The government is using red line. Can you use blue line?
Yes.
After some months, there are some things nobody should talk about.
MMM, right?
Yes. Like MMM now. Okay, what you are saying is, how do you want Ice Lomo to feel?
Now, this is the black man.
Because line. When you are hurting one person, it's okay. But when you are hurting more than one, no, come on.
It now looks as if you're educating a woman that is educating the
what
community.
Is that? Oh my God. Really? Okay.
My jaw don't depend me. You guys.
Okay.
Okay, Fabreke. So let's go to the phone lines very quickly.
Please take callers.
Fabreke, open a bag.
That way. Lagos Talks.
Yeah, good evening.
On our way down the full house.
It's okay with you, bro. It's okay with you.
Yeah, it is okay because whatever you people do, you do it for the people.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, you know.
I enjoy you now every evening. In fact, you're the one I listen to. I know they get myself.
Thank you, bro. Thank you.
Yeah. Sorry, you know, this is our president. Now, the best president I've ever seen that can say the truth.
Okay.
The man, you know why I like him?
Mm.
If he talks something, he's always maintaining what he said. But now we know they understand the man.
Okay.
The man don't talk from day one. Say, make you know, expect, say, the appointment when go make go balance. He's maintaining it. We say we are crying, shouting. Another one go see come tomorrow. He not go see balance. So I like the man. I like him. He's a man of his word.
Oh, Buhari or Jibril?
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Dad, you are a troublemaker.
Yes, he is.
President in this country. We have a local and expatriate from Sudan.
According to you, quote the person.
According to barrister, I'm American.
Is he with a barrister?
We don't give him barrister by force. Hey, Wele.
Hello.
Hello. It's okay with okay.
Yeah, it's okay with you, my brother.
Yeah, this is Mr.
Livinus
from
Akonje. Is that not Mr.
Tetanus? Yes. Huh? Livinus at the what? What's your name?
Livinus.
Okay. Come from here, we are Tetanus. We can't the wonder we rabies.
Oh my God.
My brother, go ahead, no mind.
Oh my God.
Go ahead. Yeah, he's doing a good job. And he's a very, you know, a Nyanab.
Yes.
Did you also hang out at the lounge?
Where you also had never left
lounge? It's like I'll be there once.
Okay.
Maybe that's why you got the tan.
No!
That old one.
That you must watch this match like Yoruba man. Like Yoruba man go watch. See you. Oh, Fab, let me explain.
It's okay with you.
Good evening. I'm happy. I don't miss you. Die.
No, Vess, I don't miss you too. That's why I come back.
You know me when they miss me.
In the penalty.
So, Indu wrong to return the miss.
So, as you meet you, I miss you now. I don't try.
I'm enjoying your show. Fabreke. I love your name.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay, alright.
Bye bye.
Bye. One Yoruba man, and they watch match. As they play the GC first time, the guy miss out. When they show slow motion, I Yoruba man say, but past time, you boy, Isha. How can you miss the same thing twice?
Lagos Talks, we have a caller.
Hello.
Okay, Bakasi.
It's okay with you.
It's okay with you too.
Yeah.
No one make you more cool.
Which of it?
Speak to your family members. Senator is here.
What do you mean?
In my here, August. We just left August. Maybe I won't do August meeting extension.
My brother, there we are here. Well done.
No, they try like man. I don't try calling like ever since. Now today I just get man.
Hey, are you first time caller?
Okay.
All right, no problem. Thank you very much.
Oh my God.
Bless you.
Now, Zambia, they win
2-0.
This is
Zambia.
Hello.
You didn't want
to. Full house.
Yeah, so.
September, not my diary.
Yeah, it's a full
house. 2017.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I will salute you.
Okay, Senator.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Dad.
Listen.
I was always of the opinion that all these hashtags should not even start.
Now, I'm not enjoying this show because everybody is afraid to make mistakes because it will turn to hashtag. It's not fair. I've been warning people.
Are you trying to say there's a hashtag today?
No, I'm outcast today. Not hashtag.
I just wanted to
because
be
I'm
so
the
wrong.
Only one that is standing with placard protesting hashtag. Every day. Look
so
at last
the placard
week.
Is saying hashtag, no hashtag.
Look at last week. Sorry, before you travel, Acapella almost made mistake. He said, you know, he push on the rest. No, he push on back. He push on front back. I said, which guy is he? He's not going to be talk of war now. This is a comedy. I'm going to get a report officially. I don't like Cambo. Now, we don't have that stripper now.
You know, DJ, you are going somewhere. Anyway.
One important question. When Natasik, now free road, bring all of you here today.
Yeah.
I want to ask you, because if tomorrow anybody meets, I'm going to vex you.
But I'm free road, though.
I'm going to vex you tomorrow. That is what I will go rent.
All right, thank you.
Then, thank you.
Leave all your questions. No hashtag, hashtag.
Okay. I beg you. Party day. Party day for Senator Adano.
Oh, yeah.
Let it be a big one, though.
It's September now. No, now Senator will be big part. Will be done.
What are we doing with that? What I say, Senator, the old.
Just turn off your radio set.
Hello.
Who is that DJ?
Who leave radio on? Hello? Hello?
Okay, he's not even saying anything. Like,
hello?
Lagos Talks?
Hello?
No, good evening.
Yeah, good evening.
Good evening.
You want to hear your voice be like, which of Ram overdose?
Was your salary ramified?
You were rammed into overdose.
Is that a ramification?
Sorry. I am in favor.
Your name is Favor?
Faith.
Faith. Okay.
Which of the record you be?
From Oshodi. I better go handset well, though.
I'm a tell when I'm going down. I know that not your good. Wait me up.
Nothing to our number.
Now you finally get to now.
Now we're done. I'm a tell when I'm going well.
Thank you very much. Thanks.
Okay.
All right. Bye. I think our time
because of time. Maybe we'll take one last one.
Yeah, we'll take one last call. Yeah.
Lagos Talks.
Hello. Good evening.
How are you?
I'm good. It's okay.
It's okay with you, bro.
Yo, my name is Carlo, though.
Yeah, hey, Carlo. How now?
Yeah. Mm. I'm fine. I do okay.
Mm-hmm.
There was no restart today.
No. Monday is normally now. African proverbs and newsflakes. That's all. Now tomorrow.
Okay. I want to ask Danny Striper. I hope you not join Bisa Limit.
Bisa Limit? No. No, don't worry, my own striping is for Genevieve. Then.
Fabreke.
Fabreke.
Yeah.
I hope you are going to shop today.
No, who's this?
That day was a one-off offering.
No, I'm not doing that.
I know, if that's it, no, you have to twerk.
No.
why
they went for twerking? There's a bathroom.
I bet not when they come back. I don't say, oh, yeah, you don't see well, may come back. I bet you need that.
Where will Ore lost interest in you?
May she come back.
Ore will come, no worry.
Oh,
thank you.
All right, thank then. You. Okay.
All right, people. It's been a wonderful evening again. Full house. Yeah, we started September.
Oh my God.
We started September with a bang.
Yes.
Yeah.
And now we're on bang and a
bang.
Throw the first step is a bang. We throw the second step is a bang. And now we end it with a bang.
And now 7 o'clock don't knock without end program. Coming up now is none other than the news that has been striped all over Nigeria.
Strictly striped.
Coming to you not just from our news room. But from the lounge at Yaba Left.
All right, then stay here.
Talks 91.3. News. Lagos Talks 91.3. News.
A very good evening and welcome to the world news. In the headlines this evening, Doctors Without Borders say 7 dead and 200 treated of cholera in Borno IDP's camp. Lagos flags off reconstruction of 10-lane Oshodi International Airport Road. On the foreign scene, new date set for Kenya presidential election rerun. And in sports, Super Eagles square up against Cameroon in Yaoundé in return leg of 2018 World Cup qualifier. Very good evening once again and welcome to the world news. Humanitarian organization Medecins Sans Frontières, MSF, have declared that no fewer than 7 persons died of cholera outbreak in Maiduguri in the past 3 weeks. The organization, otherwise known as Doctors Without Borders, in a statement in Maiduguri, signed by medical coordinator Anna Clias, noted that 200 others were admitted at Muna and Dala camps cholera treatment centers. Clias stated that the 7 persons who died of the disease were at the Muna internally displaced persons camp in Maiduguri. She attributed the outbreak to flood caused by downpour in the past few weeks.